Well, hi. Thank you for tuning in and welcome to Trevor McCormack Music with Chrissy Mack. I'm Chrissy Mack, bringing you the heartbeat behind Trevor's music. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Let's unlock the stories behind the songs and hear Trevor's art come to life. Now, without ado, let's hear from the man himself. So listeners, I'm up here in Queensland with my brother, my youngest one, who is a musician, and we've been having a bit of fun creating music and new songs.
Oh, we have.
Yeah. So meet my little brother, Trevor.
Hi everybody, how you going?
So Trev, we were talking earlier about how we put songs together, how you put songs together, and we also come up with a unique song from a different perspective in using an image. So let's talk about how you put songs together, where they come from.
Well, usually I just, I sit around, I play guitar, I find different notes until I find a beautiful, sweet note. And from that, I then create verses. And that verse can either be a verse for that tune, or it turns and ends up being a chorus. Depends on the tune. So start with the music, get through that, have an idea of I've got a mellow sound or a rock sound or a blues or jazz country sound. And then from there, the words, I just think of a story or something that I've lived, a past, or something I'd like to do in future. And that's where the story starts.
And all your songs do have stories, because the one that impressed me a lot was the In the City.
In the
City.
You
were telling me about the old man that you met.
Well, I was walking through the city in Brisbane, and I looked around and I thought, what did I see when I was walking through that night? And just little things, like the afternoon I got there early and I'm walking down the street and there's kids and noise and playing in the playground in a school in the city, which I thought, wow, okay, a lot of noise, a lot of activity, a lot of fun. So I'm walking down the street and I see the kids playing in the playground. Then later on, I see papers blowing around and I'm thinking, wow, it should be a little cleaner. Like there's just a little bit of mess here. Does anyone realize this? And there where I get inspired by putting words in, does anyone know? And it's me walking through the street. I see a homeless man in an alleyway. And I'm thinking, wow, how you going, Joe? This bloke says to me. I go, I'm doing fine. How are you? And he tells me, this guy lives in the street and loves watching people walk by. But this is a man who's chosen to live this way, who's traveled the world. And the experiences he could tell you was unbelievable. And yet here he is living in an alleyway, in a box or out of a box.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we wrote In the City.
In the City. So all your songs or all your tracks have stories to them. And the ones we've been playing with since I've been here a week, we've had a lot of fun.
We have.
Also have stories to them. But we did one very differently because I came up with an image that I thought might be a good band name, but then we decided...
That's right. I looked at it and I thought, this could be an actual single cover, and it looked great, and the name of it was fantastic. I'm thinking, well, hang on, let's put a song behind that picture. How do we do that?
Yeah, a friend also sort of said, well, that'd make a good album cover.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Well, and when I said, yeah, let's make this a single, and that's the cover for it, well, away we went, didn't we?
And we came up with something pretty spectacular.
I think that's probably one of our best.
The words in it were that we came up with were wonderful. The music,
I would say,
was
amazing.
Great.
I don't think I've ever, with someone, and I've never written with anyone before, and now we've written this together, but it's to change the way you express a line, like the sun shines, and say, all right, I want to say it another way, as in the beaming light comes from the heat of the sun. Just changing words around, I love. It's amazing what you can do.
And you also came up with another song, which was written for a wedding, for our nephew's wedding. Well, your son's wedding, my nephew's wedding.
Oh, Lucky Charm.
Mm.
Yes, that was, I'd actually written that a while ago. And we've revived it, and it's an amazing song now. It's even better. So sometimes it's good to sit on a song and then bring it back. I can write a song in 3 minutes. I can write a song in a year. I can write a song in 3 minutes and not finish it for another 12 months later. It's just how it works. It's either done from go to woe in a short time, or you put it to bed and you come back to it later on.
And we've got your list of songs, which is quite a lot. You've created quite a lot of them. And we've been putting them down on tracks, so in the raw form. So yeah. We've got a record of the tunes, the words and everything. And that's been a lot of fun too, because getting that all together, you've now got a catalogue of your physical performance.
That's right. So now we can actually go back to that raw material and we can make it bigger and better. So some songs you keep exactly how they are, and others you just put another middle eight or an outro and change things and spice it up, especially when you play live. Everything we do live with these songs, we do extend and we finish them off. Yeah, so there's room for always songs to grow until you actually release them.
Yeah, and you said to me as we were recording, in my head, I know what instrumentals and things I want backing.
I hear when I as I'm writing a song, I pick an artist. It could be Mariah Carey, it could be Keith Urban, it could be anybody. And I imagine I'm that person playing that song and writing this song. But then I hear a saxophone comes in, a keyboard comes in, and a lead guitar sits here. It's hard to explain other than it's in my head. That's what I hear around my song. And I know whether it's a blues feel or a jazz or a rock or just a smooth listening.
Yeah. So my suggestion to you was that we get the tracks down, and then when you work them, we find the artists we want and the instruments in the background, and lay the track down exactly as you have it in your head, and then work it to see if it can be improved or whether it just needs
right.
to stay the
yeah.
same.
Which works with the guys around you, the people, the guys and girls around you, what they play and how inspired they are. And you'll find those musicians that are really good and seasoned musicians will add that extra flair to that guitar sound or that riff. And that's where it grows. When you get in the studios and start to play with these guys, they just love the song and they just get really deeply involved, and they add that extra flavor with their own feel to that song.
Yeah, so you've worked with quite a few people in the past that are that good, that they do those sort of things.
Oh yeah, I won't drop names, but I've jumped on little bits of tours and people, and I've spoken to songwriters, great Australian songwriters, and they've told me, they've listened to my songs off my album and said, yes, get with another songwriter or finish off your songs. Just little hints, tips they give me. And that's like from a big Australian songwriter. And yeah, I've paid attention to that over the years now. And he was spot on. He was right. Yeah.
Mm.
So which helps improve. Everything I absorb from other people and learn. You never stop learning. Yeah, music just goes on and on. It gets better and better and better.
So Trev, when we were writing some of the new songs, we were matching to music, but we found that the words we were putting to the music didn't fit into the format as such.
Yeah.
And we got odd bits and pieces, so we, instead of having four lines, whatever, we had two lines, three lines. So tell us what we did with that.
Yeah, well, basically, and I didn't realise this, when I write songs, I try and keep them in a pattern of four lines, then a chorus, four lines, then a chorus, but then bridges. Well, that's where you write something you really like in the song and you don't want to take it out. You want to keep it. And you think, well, what do I do with it? Where does it fit? And you find a bridge and you just change a note and you put in this two-liner and then jump back into your next verse. And yeah, it's learning as you go. It's the way you do things. Like I have people, experienced people, and I say, oh, I'm stuck on this chorus. I just can't get, I've got the words, but I can't get the music to this chorus. And a fellow said to me one day, he said, turn the music around backwards. Do it reverse. And yeah, I've got a couple of songs like that I've done. Another one was, when you do a song, have you ever played the chorus first? And that's the start of the song, which I did with a song called Hole in My Heart, which we haven't got to yet. You'll hear that one. One of my old ones I've written a while ago. It's just, yeah, it's amazing. You always learn. You're just constantly learning new things or new ways to write when you look at other people's music. And yeah, like we did when we were writing this new one. It's fantastic. I get excited. I can't help myself.
I can tell that.
I get excited. Oh, this is great. I can put these two lines smack in the middle of that. And it sounds even better. We've just created a better tune. Yeah.
And you created an album on your own with Rory
O'Donnell. Yeah.
Yep.
He produced it with me.
And he played on it also. Amazing guitar.
Fantastic guitarist. I wrote a song as we were doing the album. And it's the last song on the album. And he said, please let me do this free. I want to play this tune. It's gorgeous. And it's the last song, track 9. on the album Another Day, and he just, yeah, he inspired me a lot as well to keep playing and do more.
Yeah, because he did some amazing guitar work in that.
Oh, yeah.
Full credit to him.
Unbelievable. Yeah, the song's called With You.
And so where can everybody find your album and music at the moment?
Right, if you look at trevormccormack.com or trevormccormack.com.au, you will find all my YouTube videos and all my music there. Yeah, if anything, if you get on there, look up In the Mirror. There's a nice recording of In the Mirror we did down here in Sandstone Lakes, just near Bribie Island.
And that's on YouTube.
And that's on YouTube. And yeah, that was a friend of mine and me. We just sat down and said, right, he said, I want to learn how to use a camera and I want to, he's a good recording guy. And he said, let's go out. And he picked me up the next morning early. He says, let's go. And we laid that track out. I'd only just written that song like the day before. And he said, we've got to do this. We've got to do this now. So off we went and we did In the Mirror.
I think you've got It's All Right in the same vein.
Same day. He said, right, I'll sing another song. And we were just mucking around and creating. And yeah. So I'd love to do that a lot more and get a lot of stuff on film.
And you've got, I think we've put one up of the band. It's just a raw band recording of a song that I truly love.
Yep. Well, we've done a lot of recordings live in different places, D'Aguila and in Sydney. We had recordings from down there. That was a big event we did down there. That was a bit of a road trip and take all the boys, and some flew, some drove. But yeah, they're all there somewhere in the files and on YouTubes. And
yeah, I haven't put them all up.
I've only
put a couple up, but they're there, so go and have a look at them.
Well, that's our next job, I suppose, put some more information out there and some more video. And well, that's why I want this 12 months off. I really want to get involved, and I'll come down and see you in Sydney and meet some new people, and we'll see what we can do.
So where do you want to go to in the future?
Well, my aim now is I've played a lot of stages, travelled around. My main aim now is to get all my tracks recorded. So I'd like to take at least the next 12 months off and just get into studios and get these tracks down. I've got a lot of songs I've written that I haven't done anything with. I've only played them live, and that's my test ground. I take them out and I say to people, I've written this new song, let me know what you think, and away I go. And not once have I had anyone say, that's a terrible song. They've all gone, that is fantastic, love it, where do I get it?
In my experience, they've been bopping around like crazy, even though they don't know the song. So, you know, you get new artists up on the stage, play their new songs, and people sit there, and because they don't know it, they don't get involved. But I've experienced that even though they don't know your songs, they seem to start picking up the beat and getting involved in them.
Well, it's how you place it out there. And I give people, in my songs, I have that hook that I want them, and I do that on purpose, to sing the chorus. There's a repeat the verse over at the end, do the first verse again. They're easy to remember. So, and the choruses are catchy, and I will pull up with my guitar. The band keeps going, and I will give them the words as I sing the song, and they repeat those words. And that's what it's about. I want people to enjoy my songs.
People around you really relating to your stories.
Well, how I do that is when I write a song, I don't put everything in it. I put lots of feelings of that other people's lives. They can actually relate to it in a way that, oh, I've been there. Oh, that's familiar. And that's how I write. So where a lot of people write a full story of their life or their story at that time, I leave it open for interpretation from other people looking back into my song and singing it. And a lot of people have said, oh, it sounds familiar. It reminds me of this, or it reminds me of that they've done, or had a happy or a sad moment, or just a memory of time. And that's how I like to write, where it's I've got those gaps where people can relate to their own life.
And the titles of your songs also, like Roller Coaster, for instance, Roller Coaster Ride, that is a song that gives that not only the feeling of a roller coaster ride, the song itself can be related to in different interpretations.
Yes, well, that's a desperate sort of plea, a help me. It's actually about a guy who had schizophrenia. He got onto drugs. He couldn't get out of it. He'd rather have that and survive in that world, but he pleads for help, like, help me. And that's what that story's really about. And it's a bit of a rock tune.
And there's another song that has a line, "The sun will shine another day." That one instills a lot of feeling in people.
People sing that. I've had like a few hundred people out there singing that all at once back to me. That was actually inspired. I was on the lounge, crook as a dog, woke up, and it had been raining here in Brisbane. And that's when all the floods went through Brisbane. And I sat up and I was feeling sorry for myself, going, "Oh God, you know, the mail flew." And the TV was on and I'm looking at all these people pushing mud and water out of shops, and they're showing all pontoons floating down the river. And I thought, these people are fantastic. It's I'm going to write, "The sun will shine another day." And that's where that come from.
And it's very catchy.
It is catchy. It's people love that song. Even my band, when they play it, they love that song.
Now, "Gotta Do It Again" was inspired by watching someone else go through something.
Yes, a good friend of mine. I won't mention her name. She'll kill me. She inspired me. Relationship after relationship. Every time she'd pick this lovely man and it'd all go to tragedy. And she loves musicians. She always picks a musician. So now she knows who I'm talking about. Bumpy road. She'd always have a bumpy road. And I was going through a bit of a hard time myself. And she inspired me then. I thought, well, hang on, bumpy roads. Yeah, let's write this song. We've got to do it again. So it's inspired by never give up. Life will throw things at you, left, right, and centre. It's just never give up. The roads are bumpy. They're windy. And just get up, dust yourself off. But the song, yeah, "Got to Do It Again," is that's what that one's about.
Yeah, I can
which
see
we
that.
Have to record. I get really emotional.
I can see that instills a great deal of emotion that you physically let out when you're talking about it.
All my songs are that way. I get very emotional. I can write a song, and if I've got anyone near me, they're looking at me going, "Why is he crying?" But I'll write the most beautiful lyrics to a song or the beautiful tune. It's I'm very passionate and it comes from deep down.
When did you start wanting to get into music?
I had a friend of mine who I used to learn to play a guitar over the counter of a music shop. That's where it started. Then I played around campfires and I absorbed from all different people how to play guitar. Haven't learned a stitch of music. It must be in there somewhere. And I put that guitar down after many years. I eventually got a bit bored at home, and we've raised the family and the wife was busy in and out. And I was playing a guitar in a bedroom one day, which I just pulled out again. I thought, I'm going to play this again. And my partner said, "Shut the door, will you?" And so I did. And I said, "Don't tell me what to do." And funny enough, that's where it actually started. I started teaching my next door neighbour how to play a guitar. He wanted to learn because he heard me tinkering away. And I wrote this song called "Don't Tell Me What To Do" as a joke, as just fun. And that's actually the first song I ever put together. That was my starter. And we went from there. It became our theme song, "Don't Tell Me What To Do." And it's all about just real things and, you know.
Yeah, I like the line, like, "I like Vegemite on toast," and there you go, pushing the jam.
Yeah, and she kept giving me the jam jam. I'm like, "I don't want jam, I want Vegemite."
And like, "Stop closing the curtains when I like to see the sunshine."
Well, in Queensland, first thing in the morning is the best part of the day. So as the sun shines in the window, you wake up. You don't need an alarm up here. You just wake up to the birds singing, the sun shining. And she kept closing the blind and never opening when you hopped into bed of a night. So I'd wake up in the dark. So just little things we'd make fun of. And it became a very popular song.
And that one's on the album, isn't it?
That's on the album. I played that for an audition for when they were going to bring back Hey Hey It's Sunday, and had the whole audience up clapping, cheering, singing. The cameraman's looking back at me with his thumbs up. I thought, beauty, we're in. I can go and have some fun with these boys. But the show didn't go through, so it was just a pilot. Yeah, it was a shame, because I thought, I'm going to have a lot of fun with these boys, because they get up to mischief on this show.
Oh, yes, yeah. They used to in our day. Yep. Back in my day, it was the show to watch.
That's it, and I was really hoping it had come back, because I'd be in there as a songwriter. I could write some funny things. They'd hear a new song every couple of weeks, and yeah, it would have been a good time. But
so listen out, people. You got to bring that one back.
I agree. Fun TV, the real stuff. Yes.
All right, Trev. Well, it's been a lot of fun spending time with my brother.
It has. And our new songs, we've got to, get them sorted out.
Yeah, we've been co-writing and co-musicking and having a lot of fun. So yes. Thank you for talking to me about your songs.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
You've tuned in to Trevor McCormack Music with Chrissy Mack. Well, now I'm excited to share a unique look at Trevor's creative process. First, we'll hear the raw acoustic version of his song, I Will Be Your Man. This is the foundation he built the track on. Then you'll hear how the band took that initial idea and added their own flavour to it. The full band performance was recorded live on a phone. So the second track shows the song as it is now, before it has been professionally recorded.
Coming to your town, I've received all your letters. You tell me you want me around. Well, I'm heading down the highway. I don't even have a plan, but I know that when I get to you, I'll be your loving man. It's such a long, long way to go. I'm sure that I'll be fine. I'll drive on through the night, my love, just to be right by your side. Well, I'm heading down the highway. I don't even have a plan, but I know that when I get, I'll be your loving man.
Be your loving man. It's such a long, long way to go. I'm sure that I'll be fine. I'll drive on through the night, my love, just to be right by your side. Well, I'm heading down the highway, I don't even have a plan, but I know that when I get to you, I'll be your loving man. Yes, I'm a lucky man, I feel the same way, yes I do, I hope that you'll understand. Well, I'm heading down the highway, I don't even have a plan, but I know that when I get to you, I'll be your loving man. Well, I'm heading down the highway, I don't even have a plan, but I know that when I get to you, I'll be your loving man. 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 I'll be your loving man.
Well, you just listened to the process Trevor uses to put his songs together. Pretty impressive. Well, that's all I have for you now. I'm Chrissy Mack, and until next time, keep the music playing.